Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Dalet, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Hai Aver Min Ameis, Heichidami. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refor Shalema for Yosef Leib Ben Basha and Chayesara Bas Esther. So we're moving along in the Aholoi Sugyas in Mesachtis Nazir, specifically the Gemara's commentary of the Mishnah that was mentioned on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis that discusses Al Elu Tumois HaNazir Megalech. One of the items that were mentioned in the Mishnah is Al Eivre Min Ameis Val Eivre Min Achai Sheyesh Aleihem Basar Karoy. So a Nazir that comes in contact with an Eivre of a Meis, any one of the Ramach Eivarim, or even if it's an Eivre Min Achai, any one of the Ramach Evarim, if there is basar karoy, if there is flesh on the Evar, the Rambam says Gidin as well, and the flesh is such that if it were attached to the body, it would regenerate and it would thrive. The halacha is that this Evar has the ability to be metam. The exception to this rule are the Shedra and the Gulgailas, they're Evarim, and there the halacha is, because of their chashivos, they're metama even if they don't have basar karoy. But ordinarily, as it relates to Evarim, the rule is as follows. If there's basar karoy, then it's metama. If there's not basar karoy, it's not metama. And the Mishnah is very clear. This is true for Evar Min Ameis, it's also true from Evar Min Achai. Another thing that was clear in the Mishnah is that the Evar Min Ameis Oy Min Achai, that has basar karoy, that's metama, is metama b'maga u'b'masa u'ba'oy. The Gemara yesterday mentioned the Machloikis Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. What would be if you have an Eivre Min Ameis or an Eivre Min Achai where there was no Basar Karoy? A Nazir comes in contact with it. Would he have to be Megaleach or would he not have to be Megaleach? Now, the Mishnah is clear that the only time the Nazir has to be Megaleach is if there's Basar Karoy. But the Shaila is, maybe when the Mishnah said there has to be Basar Karoy, the Mishnah meant as it relates to the Eivre being Metame B'maga B'masa U'ba'oil. But it could be, even if there's no Basar Karoy, it would be able to be Metame, albeit B'maga B'masa. And this is based on something that underpins all of Ahalas, and that is the threshold of what's considered mace as it relates to being Metame B'oil is different than what it is as it relates to being Metame B'maga B'masa. And there are things that are Metame B'mago B'masa that are not metame b'oil, such as an etzem kisayra. So there's a precedent for that. So the question is, when the Mishnah says Eivre Min Ameis Eivre Min Achai Sheyesh Aleihem Basar Karoy, maybe it was only as it relates to maga masa and oil, but could be as it relates to maga umasa, there it would be metama even if there was no basar karoy. L'maisa, Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is, if ein aleihem basar karoy, ein hanazir megaleach aleihem, even b'magu b'masa. Reish Lakish argued, Reish Lakish said, hanazir megaleach aleihem, as it relates to magu b'masa. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan's makar was the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Reish Lakish's makar was the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph, but that we already saw in yesterday's Daf. Today's Daf is going to pick up with this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and the Gemara is going to go to the source. What is the biblical source to Shitas Reish Lakish, who holds that an Eivre Min Achai or an Eivre Min Ameis, She'ein Aleihem Basar Karoy, although it's not Metame B'Oil, but it is Metame B'Magu B'Masa, and if Reish Lakish has a Makar, obviously Rabbi Yochanan is going to have to defend that Makar, and he's going to have to explain why he feels whatever that Makar is really not a Makar. One thing that I think is worth mentioning on the onset of the Gemara, and this is something, if you go through the Shiur from Meshulam David Alevi, it's very much an Arichos, and that is that there's a Machloikis Rishoinim. What specifically Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing about? The Pashtus is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Nazir is not Megaleach on an Eivre Min Achai, Eivre Min Ameis, She'ein Aleihem Basar Karoy, B'magu B'masa, it's because there's no Tumah. Because if a Nazir comes in contact B'magu B'masa with such an Eivre, he doesn't become Tumah. In fact, if he wasn't a Nazir and he would come in contact with it, he also wouldn't become Tameh. So if there's no Tumah, Mimela, the Nazir is not Megaleach. But in the Briska Shiurim, Befrat, the Briskerov, and Sefer, and Hilchas Psuleh HaMikdashim, was Medayik, that could be it's not so Pasha. And that there's a stark tzad to say that Rabbi Yochanan La'olam is Moida, that there really is Tumah. It's just as it relates to the unique list of when the Nazir is Megaleach, there he's only Megaleach if there's Basar Karoy, even b'maga u'b'masa. So we're going to learn with the pashtus, which is that the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is not a nazir de machloikis, but it's a holis de machloikis. So that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there's no basa karoi, not only would the nazir not be megaleich, but there'd be no tumma at all. Either way, on that note, 11 lines from the bottom of daf nun gimel amud beis. Okta gemara, hi evim and ames, heichidami. This machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, regarding evim and ames, she'in alein basa karoi. Where Rabbi Yochanan said, afil b'maga b'masa the nazir is not megaleich. Reish Lakish said, b'maga b'masa the nazir is megaleich. What is the metzias? Just talk to me a little bit more about the metzias. Idis be'etzim pisa'ira. Are we talking about where this aver had a bone attached to it, and that bone was the size of a sa'ira? If that's the case, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that the nazir is not megalech? The Mishnah says mefurish that if a nazir comes in contact with an etzim kisa'ira, b'maga u'b'masa, which is what we're talking about, the nazir is megalech. We the last be'etzim kisa'ira, and if there's no etzim kisa'ira, my time with the Reish Lakish. Why would Reish Lakish hold that the nazir should be megalech? Because of the aver, there's no basa karai. So why is it being metama? So the Gemara says what we've already spoken out. Amalachah Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish will tell you, loyim the last be'etzim kisa'ira. It's talking about where there's no etzim kisayir. Afilu hachir rachman or rabio. But still, Rabbi Shlokish holds that there's a special gzeres hakosiv that teaches us that aver min ames that has no basa karoi, even if there's no etzim kisayir, the aver mitzad chashivus aver has the ability to be metama ubiya b'magu ubemasa, and it's based on a pasuk. What's this pasuk? So the Gemara now is going to bring two brisos, and the makar of Reish Lakish will be from the second brisa. So we're bringing brisa number one, more as a segue into brisa number two, but the makar ultimately is going to be from the second brisa. So the first brisa first, the Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Now this brisa is being mefarish all the words in a pasuk in Parshas Chukas, in Parshas Parah, where the halachas of a holos are mentioned. So the pasuk says as follows, V'chol asher yiga al pnei asadeh, b'chalal cherev, or b'meis, or b'etzem adam, or b'kover, so the pasuk is very descriptive, very wordy, in terms of defining what a mace is as it relates to conveying to a mas mace. Says the Braisa, we have to darshan all these different words. When it says in the pasuk al pnei hasada, that means zeh ha'mal al pnei ha'mace. If someone is mal al pnei ha'mace, somebody walks over a mace, he himself is the oil on top of the mace, there is tumas oil, as a result, he is going to be tame. This is based on something that we've mentioned already, there's three different ways to convey tumas oil. One of them is when the person himself is mal on the mace, and that's nisrava from these words, al pnei ha'sada. When it says in the Torah, b'chalal, zeh eva min achai v'yesh lo l'hali sarucha, this is coming to be marba, the aver, not from a mace, even from a chai. If there's basa karoi, meaning yesh lo l'halei sarucha, this basa could have a refuah, so the halacha is, it too is metama. When it says cherev, we learn from here another one of the big halachas in aholus, and that is that cherev hareza kechalo. That's a special zeres hakasov, that if metal comes in contact with a mace, the metal itself gets a din of a mace itself, and anything that a mace can convey, the cherev would be able to do as well. When it says in the Torah, oy b'mace, ze ever ha-nichlo min ha-mace, it's coming to be marba, an ever that was nichlo min ha-mace, that was removed from a mace. Again, this basar that yesh loy lahaloy sarucha, where the halacha is, it too is going to be metama ba'oil. Oy be'etzem adam, when it says, oy be'etzem adam zeh roi v'atzomis, that's coming to teach me that roi v'atzomis is metama also ba'oil. By the way, roi v'atzomis is metama in Ilchus Aholois Ba'il, but as we know that as it relates to the Nazar, even though it's Matama Ba'il, but the Nazar is not Megalech, unless it's a Chatzi Kavat Zomas. Oibekover, when it says in the Pasuk Oibekover, Zeh Kever Sosum. What it's referring to is a Kever Sosum, a Kever that's enclosed, the Amar Mar, because we learned Tumma by Kas Va'il. If you have Tumma that's inside a Kever, it's by Kas Va'il, it storms through the covering of the Kever. Additionally, by Kas V'Yeredes, it also storms through the bottom of the Kever. Now, Tosfos speaks out as it relates to the last item mentioned in the Braisa, oy bekover, zeh kever sosum, d'amar mar, tumah bekas v'oil bekas v'yeredes, that really this Amar Mar should not have been in this Braisa. Because it sounds like that the Amar Mar is coming to be mefarish, oy bekover, zeh kever sosum, and really it's not being mefarish, oy bekever sosum. It's the last line in Tosfos on daf nun gimel amud beis, and Tosfos says, bekadi asi, it was just brought by mistake almost, b'derech agav. But really, it's not supposed to be here. So what does Tosfos mean? We just have to teach this line in the Gemara. There's a special halacha that a kever is metam. A kever is matam. So ordinarily, when you think of a kohen not being able to walk into a beis hakvaris, the reason is because there's a mace. It's not because of the coffin. It's not because of the kever. It's because the kever has a mace inside of it. But it's not so poshut. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So you see, there's a halacha that a kever is a cheftz of tumah, and it has the ability to be metam. In fact, this is the brisa. It's true. This is a fact. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a brisa. It's not negotiable. However, the key word in understanding this halacha of kever is kever sasam. What does kever sasa mean? It means it's completely sealed off. So if there's a coffin that's completely sealed off, the halach is the kever now becomes a cheftz of tumah. Which means if somebody would touch the kever, or even if somebody would be mild on the kever, it doesn't matter if, and here's the punchline, he touched the part of the kever that is somehow mechubar to the mace, or he was mild over the part of the kever that's mechubar to the mace, the mace makes the kever into a cheftz of tumah, so that now if a person comes in contact with the kever itself, even shaloi keneged hameis, he would be tumah. Now the only time this is true is, as the Braisa says, it's a kever sasam, and Tosfos adds also, it has to be a proper oil. So you need that there should be at least a chalal tefach. There has to be one tefach of space between the mace and the covering of the kever. If there's one tefach of space between the mace and the covering of the kever, it makes the kever into a proper oil, so to speak. It's a kever. If it's sasam, it's a kever sasam. And now the halach is that the entire kever is going to be metah. That's one halach. What happens if you have a kever that's not sasam? There's a little bit of a opening. What is known in the vernacular as a peseach tefach. There's a tefach of space. So it's not 100% sealed. So then the halach is you don't have this gzeres hakas of oy bekover. What happens then if someone's mal on top of the coffin? So then the halach is just the opposite. If there is a tefach of space between the mace and the covering, so that creates an oil, which means it creates a covering. So now there's a mechitza between the mace and the person that was mal on top of the mace, as halacha, there's going to be no tum. If, however, there's no tefach, so then you have this halacha that was mentioned on the top of the yom. Then the tum is baikas v'oila, baikas v'yeredes. So if the kever is sasum, so then the halal tefach is what gives the kever a shem kever, then it's mitama all over. And if someone's mal on top of the kever, he's going to become tame. If, however, the kever is pasuach, it's not sasum, then if there's a tefach, if someone's mal on top of the kever, he won't be tame. It's only if there's no tefach, where we say the tumah is bekas v'oilah, bekas v'yeredes, halach l'mesh v'sinai, it storms through, so then the halach is he's going to be tame. And the lumdus is very simple. The lumdus is that the halal tefach between the mace and the kever creates a mechitza between the mace and the kever. So if the tumah is mitzad the mace, so then the halal tefach just created a mechitza. However, when the kever sasum, now the kever becomes tame. So there's no mechitza between you and the kever, there's a mechitza between you and the mace, but it doesn't matter because the mace created a matzav of avoid the cover, and now you came in contact with the cover. But Tosfos's comment, again, this is partial learning daf yomi. Tosfos's comment is oy bekover is a kever sasam. Da amar mar tuma bekas v'oila bekas v'yeredes. It's tanoi chitim v'hoidulay b'sa'irin. It's not the same thing. The kever sasam has nothing to do with tuma bekas v'oila bekas v'yeredes. Kever sasam, the kever becomes a chavtzav of tuma. Has nothing to do with up and down. In fact, it's minat stodim, and it's even the part that shaloi keneged the tumah. It's dafka where it's not a kever sasam, where you have the halacha of tumah bekas v'oila bekas v'yeredes. But the bottom line is, this is the first brisa. And really, what the first brisa has in common, Ayin Berishoinim, is that this brisa, and really this pasuk, b'chala she'iga apnei asada, b'chalal cherev v'bemeis, b'etzem adam v'bekever, yit mashiv es yom, and everything that was learned out from this pasuk is nogeya, a mace, parts of a mace being metama ba'oil. So everything that we just said is metama ba'oil. So that if someone's mal apnei ames, that's oil. Eve min achai, v'yesh lo lehali sarucha, cherev areza kecholol, eve min ames, that was nechlal, roivat somis, kever sasam, all these things are matama ba'oil. This is the first price. We need the second price. Ilu gabi negiyo, as it relates to the pasuk of negiyo. Now what's this next pasuk? So this is two psukim later in Parshas Chukas and Parshas Par. The pasuk over there says, v'lokach ezoi v'tavo b'mayim, ishtohar, v'hizo ala oil, v'al kol ha'kelem, v'al ha'nefoshes, asha hoyusham, v'al ha'noigeya be'etzem, oi b'cholol, oi b'meis, oi b'kofa. So clearly we're talking about Alhanage, although the previous pasuk also said Bechalasha Yiga, so we can't be medayik that word too much. But the point is, Va'alhanoigeya be'etzem oy becholol oy bameis oy becover. So now you have another Rishima, you have another list over here. And the Gemara is going to darshan this list as it relates to things that are metama, not ba'oyo, but things that are metama b'mago b'masa. So the ilu gabe negiyah, as it relates to negiyah, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, all the oisiyas, if you want to see the different yersoyas and how to learn this Gemara. There's two little alephs, there's two little bays, there's parentheses, etc. But either way, so Rav Yehuda said that there's a braisa that when it says in the Torah, be'etzem, so again, it's referring to an etzem kisayir. It's matamid b'mago. Oy becholol. What does that mean? Ze'ever hanechlo min achai. Ve'im boi lahalis aruchol. This is an ever that came from a chai that doesn't have any basa karoy. Oy bameis. Ze'ever hanechlo min ameis. Oy becover. What does that mean? Amar Ishlokish. Ishlokish said this is not the cover of the kever sasson that we were talking about earlier. But what this means is that kever shalifnei adibur. It's referring to Ben Noyach, and the way the Mefarish learns the Gemara, it means a Ben Noyach, who we know that Rav Shimon bar Yochai said the Kivrei Yakim in a Metama, but it's only Ba'oil that not Metama, but B'maga Masa they are, which by the way is the Shita Saramam, which is the Shita of all the Rishonim said the Mishnah Malach besides for the Yireya, maybe Rabbeinu Bachaya in the beginning of Parashas Pinchas. But the bottom line is that you see from here one thing, and that is that we have a Riboy for Ever Min Ha Mace that, although it's not metama ba'oil, but there is a time that it's going to be metama b'maga. And you also have a ribuy for evra nechla menachai ve'im boi lahalo yisarucha. So the Gemara says like this, hay evra menameis heichidam. When the Braisa said, the second Braisa, that there's something called evra menameis that is going to be metama but only b'maga, what exactly is it? Either is be'etzem kisayir. Does this evra have an etzem kisayir? Hainu negeya be'etzem. So that's included in etzem. El with the less be'etzem kisayir. Must be there's no etzem kisayir. Afilo hachi rabye, rechmanu rabye. And still you see the Torah was marbit. Said reish lakish. Obviously it's talking about where there's no basa. If this basa that we know from the previous pasuk, it would be metame even ba'oil. So must be there's no basa. And if there's no basa, is dach mefurish then that even min ameis she ain boy basa karoy. Although it's not metame ba'oil, but it's going to be metame b'maga u'b'masa. And this is Reish Lakish's grace in Makar Klar. So it's not from the first brisa, it's from the second brisa. And you see mefurish in that brisa that an aver min hameis she'ein boy basa karoy, it's metam al kapana b'magas. What's Rabbi Yechon going to do with this? It's like a mefurish of brisa. Rabbi Yechon is going to tell la'olam de isp. La'olam is talking about no. This aver that was mentioned in the brisa aver min hameis means aver de ispe etzem kisayra. Aye, what's the kasha? Isn't that already oy ba'atzem? It's true, it is. Then inu in the magoy. And if you don't need it to teach me that an etzim kisayir is metama b'maga, then you inu lamasoy to teach me that it's going to be metama b'masa. Masa is a bigger chiddush than maga. So if I would only know maga, I wouldn't know masa. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan knows. I need a pasuk to tell me that it's going to be metama b'masa. So you wonder how Rabbi Yochanan fended off Reish Lakish's makar. The way he did that is that he held that when it says oy b'meis that ever anechlo min ameis, it's talking about where there was an etzem kisayir and it's mitama alts etzem kisayir. Ad kan the first part of today's daf. But there's two ha'aras that we have to mention just in pashup shat. I don't think you can go weiter without mentioning these two ha'aras. It's negeya the simple understanding of today's daf. One is a kasha that the rishonim discuss, and the other is a kasha that the achronim discuss. First the rishonim, al rishon v'alachron achron. So the rishonim and Tosis really often are asked this kasha. He says v'ktas kasha. He says at the end of the day, isn't Rabbi Yochanan's pirish in this brisa super dachuk? The brisa was teaching the words when it says in the pasuk oy ba'atzem. What does that mean? It means etzem kisayira. And then when it says in the pasuk right afterwards, oy bechol, oy bameis, what does that mean? It means in ever hanechlo min ameis, which means etzem kisayira. The same brisa mentioned etzem kisayira twice. One time it refers to it as etzem kisayira, and the second time it refers to it as ever hanechlo min ameis. It pashut has no havana. It's so dachuk. Meaning, you want to tell me I have a brisa that mentions ever hanechlo min ameis, and it means that there was a sa'ira etzem, and it's out to etzem. I can maybe live with that. But I have the same braisa, in Eobay, one line to the next, we're teaching up four words in the Torah. This is etzem kisa'ira, this is evra nechem and ames. When I said evra nechem and ames, I really meant etzem kisa'ira. Why do I need etzem kisa'ira twice? Once for maga, once for masa. But it's so dochuk in the language of the braisa. It's just kedaitim. be ma'ir that the Rish Lakish's pshat seems to be much more glat in the pirish of the Braisa than Rabbi Yochanan's. That's the first art. The second art that the Achreinim ask, and they're very ma'irichin this in the Shiurim, and that is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argued on 2 points. They argued on Avram and Ames, she'en by Basa Karoi, and they argued on Avram and Achai, she'en by Basa Karoi. Rabbi Shlokish seemed to have a makar from this braisa to both things. Say Avram and Ames, and say Avram and Achai. Oy becholol, say Avram and Nechlam and Achai, ve'en by Lahalis Arucha. Oy be'mes, say Avram and Nechlam and Ames. So Luchur Rabbi Shlokish has two makaris to his halacha. One for the Avram and Achai part, other for the Avram and Ames part. Sounds like they're shtickle tali zebezeh, but al kopanim, they're both mefurish. The Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan, and really, the way the Gemara approached the sugi was, Hai Avram and Ames, Hai Chidami. And really, we have to ask yourself right here, when you're learning the Gemara, this should bother you. Why is it only Hai Avram and Ames, Hai Chidami? It should be also Hai Avram and Achai, Hai Chidami. Because the Shail over here, between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, is Sayon de Avram and Achai, Chelik and Sayon de Avram and Ames. The Gemara machzich nish visindik from the Avram and Achai. The Gemara is only focusing on the Avram and Ames. But it's even more than that. The Gemara's teretz only answers Avram and Ames. Because what's the Gemara's teretz? Etzim Kesoir. That's how Rabbi Yechon is going to defend it. Etzim Kesoir is true from Ames. There's no halacha that a etzem kisa'ira from a chay is matama. There's a halacha that an aver is matama, but not an etzem. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, an aver needs basar. And you're telling me that it needs basar even to be matama b'mago b'masa. How then could it be matama in the braisa when there was no basar? It's also the etzem. That would explain etzem or aver min ames, where etzem kisa'ira from a mace is matama. But etzem kisa'ira from a chay is not matama. Sa'egin min miyashiv aver min achay. The Gemara never asked for Avram and Achai. It's very meduyik. Aber lechayr the kasha vol gadav zayin for Avram and Achai. When those folk kevein a besser kasha, pasu shdok ein teretz for Avram and Achai. So pasha, what happened to the Avram and Achai part of the sugya? This is a big mucharay in the achrayin. Hayin shop. Either way, returning back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said al elu dvarim ha nazir al elu tumois ha nazir megalech. And then we have the whole list. And the Mishnah said like this: al elu ha nazir megalech. With regards to all these things, the nazir has to be megalech. What does it mean megalech? To the glachas of tumah. Umazah b'shlishu b'shvi, like every time he has to do. V'sloiser es hakoidmen, he loses all the days that he counted. V'yomer rishonim yiplu. V'enu maschel limnoise, and he doesn't start counting again. Ela ad sheyitar, until he becomes tahar. Maybe as karbonoisav, and he brings his karbonois, the chatasoif, the oilasoif, and the hasham nazir tami. So we're going to interrupt the program to talk a little bit about nazir now, only for a few lines. It says the Gemara, umazah b'shlishu b'shvi, v'sloiser v'chol ibay luhu. Bnei Yeshiva had an Ibaya, had to understand Pasha B'shan of the Mishnah. Hodik Tani Achi Yitar, when the Mishnah says that the Einoi Mascha Limnois, you don't start counting again, Ela Achi Yitar, until he becomes Tar, Umevi as Karbonoisa. It's really a shtickl stira. It's an oxymoron. It's a Tarta Desasri. Because when does he become Tar? He becomes Tar the night of Bayim HaShvi. He needs Harif Shemesh, he does the Hazov, Shlish HaShvi, and then he's done. The next day you bring Karbanos, but the Karbanos doesn't make you Tahar. So isn't it when you become Tahar that you start counting again? Or is it when you may be as Karbanos? Meaning, how do you read the Mishnah? Ve'enei mascha limnois, ela atche yitahar. You start counting when you become Tahar. Gradu may be as Karbanos. Or it's ve'enei mascha limnois, but you have to bring the karbanos in order to start counting again. So the Gemara says, does the Mishnah mean that you start counting again once it's Harav Shemesh b'yem hashvi umani? And if that's the case, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Now the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezerhi, but if you look in the Vilna Gaon changes the girsa to Rebihi. It's Rebbe. Who's this Rebbe? So we had Rebbe in detail on Daf Yud Ches on the base earlier in the Masech. There was a big machloikis when the Nazir Tami starts counting his Nazirus again. And Rebbe's Shita is that you could already start counting as soon as he becomes Tahar. You don't have to bring the Karbanos in order to start counting. Or maybe no, but Shmini Kai, maybe what the Mishnah means is Umaschal Limnois when you bring the Karbanos, Umay Achi Yitar, Achi Yavi Karbanos. It means really until you bring your Karbanos, Umani, and who then with the time of the Mishnah, Rabbanon, he would be the Rabbanos. I'll bring you a Rai. Not from the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah itself, it's an Ibaya. You can hear two ways to learn it, but I could prove it to you from the next Mishnah, the Mishnah we're about to learn. Because Midditani Seifa, the Mishnah now is about to list a whole bunch of things that if the Nazir came in contact with it, although he would be Tame, but you wouldn't have the the halacha of al elu tumos hanazim megalech. And over there it says maschul umoyne miyad, that with regards to all those things, the nazataka becomes tummy tumas meis. Means he needs hazah shlishi v'shvi. He has to do what any person who became tummy meis would have to do. But at the same time, the special shulchan aruch, that's not something that he would have. And therefore it says he could start counting miyad. Now what does miyad mean? As soon as he becomes tar, it's mashma. He starts counting miyad. Horesha maya cheyitar. He can't do it miyad, but rather acheyavi karvanoisa. He has to make his karvanos. And if that's the case, umani, who must the tana mishnah be? Rabbanon he. It must be the rabbanon. The amri yom nazir is tar. Actually, like chayla, that the nazir is tar doesn't start until the a. Either way, we just mentioned the next mishnah. Let's jump into the next mishnah. So we're already a little bit familiar with this next mishnah because it came up a few times in the course of discussing the first mishnah. But from a high level, what's this next mishnah going to do? What's the mission statement of this mishnah? It's going to mention now that there are situations where if a nazir came in contact with tumah, he would be tamei tumas meis, but at the same time, it wouldn't trigger the unique parsha of the nazir tamei. Meaning, he wouldn't have to do it the glachas of tumah. He wouldn't have to bring karbanis. You wouldn't have the halacha of ayam arishanim yipl. All those dinim would not go into effect. Dr. Mishnah, what are those things? Aval haschachos v'haperos. A nazir who becomes tamei via schachos and price. What are those things? The Gemara is going to explain. Ubeis hapras, where a nazir walked into a beis hapras. Ubeis hapras is a sodah shenechrash bakever. So this was a field once upon a time. People used to bury their mishpocha in fields. And this field, he acquired at some point. There was a charisha that was done. There's a concern that there might be an etzem kisa'ira that's floating around, and as a result, it's aser midrabanan, the halacha beis hapras is a din derabanan, for a kohen or a nazir to enter. So a nazir that enters a beis hapras, ve'eretz amim, or a nazir that goes to chutz la'aretz. So chutz la'aretz is a place that midai raisa, anyone should be able to go to. However, the Rabbanah made a gzeira that kohanim and nazirim cannot go to chutz la'aretz, and it's based on the fact that it was perceived to be tame. What exactly was the nature of the tumah? That's something that the Gemara is going to talk about. But the point is, a nazir that goes to Eretz Amin, or a nazir that comes in contact with a goyla and doifek. So what's a goyla and doifek? So throughout Shas, it's machlik, it's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds that the goyla is the covering of the matzeva. So the top of the coffin, not the matzeva, of the coffin. So the top of the coffin is the goyla. The doifek are the walls of the coffin. So the goyel and the doifek are really the coffin. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik. Rabbeinu Tam held that the goyel is the matzeva, that the matzeva is tameh, and the doifek are avonim that we use to support the matzeva. But the bottom line is, goyel and doifek, markedisli, is also something that conveys tumas meis. So if a nazir comes in contact with the goyel of a doifek, or a vias dam, as opposed to a chatzi lugdam, the oil or the oil of a mace, the roi vatsamois, as opposed to a chatzi kava vatsamois, the kalim hanoigim a mace, or if a nazir touched kalim that themselves were tamei tumas mace. So these kalim came in contact with a mace, and now the nazir touched the kalim that came in contact with the mace. Ubi mei sifroi, ubi mei gomroi. So this is discussing a nazir mitzayra, which is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. We've already learned a little bit about the nazir mitzayra. The halach is up to teglachas. We're going to see more about it between now and the hadron halach, mesachtes nazir. But the point is that the mei sifroi of the nazir mitzayra is referring to the 7 days that the mitzayra had to wait between the first part of his Torah and the second part of his Torah. So we don't have to go into what exactly that means, but the Torah would start, it was 7 days, and then the Torah would start again. So, mitnazer, that's a mitzairah, during this tkufa of his Yimei Safra, right? Yimei Gomroi is when he's a regular mitzairah, mukhlet, that tumah of mitzairah, and all the aforementioned tumas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, al elu ein nazir megalech. The nazir would not have to be megalech, umazir v'shlishi v'shvi. However, the nazir would have to be mazir shlishi v'shvi. So the tumas meis is there, but at the same time, as it relates to the unique halachas of the nazir being megalech, that's not something you have to worry about. Additionally, there's no bayom erishanim yiplu, umaschul umayin miyad. As soon as it becomes tahar, you can start counting. That was the Gemara's diak, that you don't have to wait to bring karbonis. Why not? Next words, for carbon ain't light. In fact, he doesn't bring any carbonus. And the Mishnah concludes, Be'emes Amru, so Zvisin, Yimei Hazav Hazava, a Nazir, that's a Zav, or a Zava, Vimei Hezkeru Yishal Metzairah, or a Nazir, that's a Metzairah, but not a confirmed Metzairah. This is a Metzairah Musker, where he's pending and waiting to find out whether he's a Metzairah or not. Hare Elu Oilun, like all those days of Zav and Zava and Metzairah Musker count towards the Nazirus. I mean, you don't even put the Nazirus on hold. Either way, a lot of information over here in the Mishnah. But again, what's the short meaning of the Mishnah? We're saying that not every time a Nazir comes in contact with a mace does he become Tamei. Only sometimes the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, I mean, he always becomes Tamei, but not only every time that a Nazir comes in contact with a mace do you have that unique halacha of the Nazir Tamei. The Mishnah Mem Tes on the day is mentioned Al Elu Tumois HaNazir Megalech, and this is the next list of Al Elu Ein Hanazir Migalech. So, from all the things that were mentioned in this Mishnah, so there are a few that the Gemara is going to feel that it needs to be mefarish. A lot of them we're quite familiar with, certainly at this point. The first two mentioned were Schachos and Perois. So, what are Schachos and what are Perois? Says the Gemara of Elohein Aschachos, the following are Schachos, Ilan HaMesach HaLaaretz. So, we're talking about a tree that has branches, right? Many trees do, and the branches are hovering over the aretz. Now, each branch was wide as a tefach, meaning it would constitute an oil. There was mace, kazayis mina mace, whatever, underneath one of the branches. We don't know which one. The Nazir walked underneath one of them. There's a suffix whether he became tamayona. Uprois is mi'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan. It's ha'yoitzis min ha'geder. Where you have a situation where there's a fence or there's a wall, there are stones that are protruding from the wall, and the stones that are protruding from the wall also have tumma underneath one of them. The Nazir walked underneath one of these stones. He doesn't know which one. He doesn't know if he became tum. So the halacha is, in these cases, the Nazir is going to be Tameh, but despite the fact that the Nazir is going to be Tameh, he's not going to have to be Megalech. The Chiddush, incidentally, of Schachis and Price, which we're going to learn more about in the next few days, is that even though this took place in the Rishus HaRabim, the Schachis and the Price, and ordinarily the rule is Safik Tum, Rishus HaRabim, Sveik Eitar, Afal Pekin, Necham, Wagoy Zatoma, on Schachis and Price, but again, we're going to get into this already in the coming days. The Eretz HaAmim, this is going to be Malavas until the end of the day. The Mishnah said that a Nazir that would go to Eretz HaAmim, he would become Tameh, but at the same time, Al Elu in HaNazim Megalech. Zok de Gemar. So really, a little bit of background. We know that Chazal will go to Tuman Eretz Ha'am. In fact, the history behind it is a Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, other places as well, where the Gemara says, Peish Shana Adloi Charev Abayis, 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, Gozru Tum Al Eretz Ha'am. Chazal will go to Tuman Eretz Ha'am. So there was a point in time, we know the history of it, 80 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, Chazal made a takana that Chutz La'aretz is going to be Tamei. So the Gemara now clears the Nibaya as it relates to the lumdus, the halacha, the application of Tumas Eretz Amin. But as we're going to see, that really the two tzadim and this Nibaya go to the core of understanding why is it that the Chachamim made this takana in the first place. So Nibaya lehu Eretz Amin mishum avira gazru aleha. Now the way Tosfos explains this Gemara, and it's important because it's very easy to explain the Gemara differently, but the way Tosfos explains the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara wants to know the Chachamim who said that Eretz Ha'amim is Tameh. Did they say that any person that enters Eretz Ha'amim, even if he only enters the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim, is going to be Tameh? Or did they mean that Dafka, if you come in contact with the Gush, you're going to be Tameh? Now, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it almost sounds like the question would be, what if somebody can fly? So if you're flying through Eretz Amin, you didn't touch the Gush, but you're in Eretz Amin. Or in more Lamdisha terms, is there Tumas Maga, or is there Tumas Oil as well? Right? Gush sounds like I'm mamish, I'm in the flesh, I'm touching the ground, my feet are in the quicksand. Avir sounds like I'm floating in the air. Tais says that's a mistake. The tzad that Chazal were Koiveya and Mesakin Mishum Gusha means that the Gush is Tameh and it's because of Achshash Tumas Meis. If it's because of Achshash Tumas Meis, if somebody would fly over Eretz Ha'amim, he would also be Tameh. Even though he didn't touch the Gush, but he was just Ma'al Ala Meis, and a Meis is Matama Boil. So it's Poshit on the Tzad Gush, says Tosfos, you would be Tameh whether you entered and touched the Gush or you entered flying over. You were simply Ma'al over the Gush. So what then is the tzad aver? If gush means, even if you're mahal on top, what does aver mean? Aver means where you entered the ear space of Eretz Amen, but you weren't mahal. So for example, you entered in a box, in a shida teva or migdal. You walked in a box which Tosfos says is also not mekabel tumah, it's very big, it's wood, whatever. It's not mekabel tumah, whatever the cheshbon is. And as a result, you for sure didn't come in contact with a mace. There's a tzad to say that when the chachamim made the takana, they said if you enter the ear space of Eretz Amen, then you're not going to be talking, as if to say it's even worse than going into a Beis HaKfaris, right? Just to bring out the point. If somebody would enter a Beis HaKfaris and a Shida Teva Migdal that's massive and it's not Mekabel Tumah, where you're completely shielded off, you're completely protected, you're wearing a hazmat suit, so again, you're not going to be Tomei. You have nothing to worry about. It's Pasha you wouldn't be Tomei. But it could be Eretz Amim is worse. So the Tzad Gusha is they treated it like a Beis HaKfaris. Okay, if they treat it like a Beis HaKfaris, learn Hilchos Olos, learn Nazir, Perek Zayin, and you'll figure out exactly what you're supposed to do and what you can and cannot do. That's the Tzad. The other side is Mishum Avir Gazru. You can't walk into Eretz Amim. I don't care if you come in contact with the Gush. You don't come in contact with the Gush. Yeah, Oyel Nazan. No, you're doing Mesachtes Kalim and all this and all these different halachas. So the Adin, that if a person enters Eretz Amim physically, you're located right now where are you domiciled this second? You're in Eretz Amim. Well, if you're in Eretz Amim, you're going to be home. What are the two stop? Right? What are the two stop? Zok Tosfos, that stopped them that the Bnei Yeshiva had this, they didn't really know the history of it. They weren't 100% sure why Chazal made this takana. They had it sad. That it could be Chazal made this takana, quoting Tosfos. They didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael. Well, if you don't want people leaving in Eretz Yisrael, so they said, you go to Chutz Laretz, you're going to be Tameh. That's it. Now, why are you Tameh? It's a knas. Are you really Tameh? No. V'harai, I'm in a box. It's not Shaykh that I'm Tameh. It doesn't matter. They made a takana. You go to Chutz Laretz, you're going to be Tameh. The other side is that no. It's not that they didn't want you to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. They were really, really concerned. They thought there was Tumah. They had it sad to say that Chutz Laretz was one big Beis HaKfaris. Why would they say that? Tosfos has two suggestions. One suggestion Tosfos says is Mipnei Meisei Mabel. It's because the Meisei Mabel were all in Chutz Laretz, a whole other discussion, Ayin Raid Bite from 7.5 years ago. But the point is, Mishum, the Meisei Mabel, that was the reason. Oy, Mipnei Roiv. Because Rahman al-Utslan, the Yidden were butchered over the years in Chutz Laretz, and as a result, not all of them were Zoichel Kfura, Ayin Haruge Beitar, and it's because of that they felt that they had to make this Inyan that they were Goyza Tumah. So if it's because there was a real Tumah, so then like, then it's going to be Mishum Gush, it's not going to be Muhammad than a Beis HaKfaris. So whatever you would have in a Beis HaKfaris, you can have in this situation as well. If, however, it was a Takono, Shal Yetzim, Me'arz L'Chutz Laretz, so then it makes sense that it could be Mishum Avir or Gazrola. Either way, this is the way Tosfos explains the Ibaya, and this is the way we're going to learn the Ibaya. So again, Ibaya, Lu Eretz Amim, Mishum Avir or Gazrola, is it Mishum Avir? They said even the Avir, even if you never came in contact, quote unquote, with the Gush, even if you were in this locked up oil, if you were in a Beis HaKfaris, Bechai Gamli, you would have been Tommy, still you're going to be Tommy. I don't mean Gush Gazrola. It could be no. It's treated like a Beis HaKfaris. The Gemara says, "Tashma, bring your Rai from the Mishnah." A very, very compelling Rai. The Mishnah said that if a Nazir comes in contact with Eretz Amim, meaning he goes to Eretz Amim, so it's Elu Dvarim Sheina Nazir Megalechle. However, the Mishnah did say Umaza Beshlishi Uvishvei. He needs to do Azan. Now, I'm the Mishnah Maviro. If really he, we don't assume he came in contact with a mace, but all it is we're being goes to some sort of Tumah Hazal Lamali. Then why is he doing Hazal? Now Tosfos says, you can ask me, Hazal Lamali, they were guys of Tumah. Tumah Lamali. The Torah says they made him Tomei. But Torah says it's not Mestaber that they would have made him Tomei and required Hazal Shlishi Vishvi with the Eifah from the Par Aduma. It just doesn't sound right. And as a result, if the Mishnah says, Umazala Shlishi Vishvi, it seems to be a lot more glad that they were really concerned that he was Tomei Tomas Meis. So the Gemara says, El Olav Mishum Gusha. This seems to be a very clear right. Mishum Gusha. Gemara says, Loi Lamei Melocha Mishum Avir. Could be it's Mishum Avir. V'chiktani, when the Mishnah said, Umazala Shlishi Vishvi, Ashair, it's going on the other things mentioned in the Mishnah. Roivat Samas of a maze, Revius Dam, those things. The Nos is not Megalech, but he does have to be Mazal Shlishi Vishvi, and that's what it's referring to. And Hachin Hami Mistabra, I'll prove it. Because Midik Tani, the Mishnah also mentioned, Vekalim Hanoigim Bemes. If a Nazar would touch a Kaili that touched the mace, you would have the same halach. This is also an example of where the Nazar became Tame. You don't have the halacha of Al Elu Dvarim and Nazar Megalech. However, Mazal Shlishi Vishvi. So the Gemara says, Hani Kalim Bnei Azah Inun. Now it sounds like the Kalim of not Bnei Azah. But the way the Rishonim explain it, a Nazar that touches a Kaili that touched the mace, does it have a meaning he needs to have Azah Shlishi Vishvi? Of course not. El Shmamino Ashaira must be that when it says Mazal Shlishi Vishvi, it's going back on everything else. Either way. So we have here an Iboya, and that is Eretz Amin, Mishum Avira Gazru Aleh, Oidumim Mishum Gusha Gazru Aleh. And as we saw, the way Tosfos explains it, it goes to the root and the core and the fundamental understanding of what this whole Indian of Tumas Eretz Amen was all about. At first glance, it would seem that this Shaila is totally in a machloikis tanam. The Gemara now is going to bring a brisa, which appears in a few places in Shas. If you look in the Mezer Sashas, Erevin daf Laminam and Beis, Chagigu daf Chafeim and Aleph, Gittin daf Chesam and Beis, this is a little bit of an obscure halacha, but at the same time, as we'll see a little bit at the end of the daf, it's very much halacha l'maisa, very interesting halacha l'maisa. So look at the Gemara, first glance, maybe this Ibaya is totally in the following machloikis tanam. Hanichnas leher tza'amim, b'shida tevo migdol. Somebody entered Eretz Amen, and he did so in a Shida Teva Migdal. He did it in a box, a coffin, a tower. Rebbe Matama. Rebbe says he's Tame. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Matar. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda says he's Tar. So, isn't this Mamash Harshayla? My love. It would seem that Rebbe saw that Rebbe holds Mishum Avira. Rebbe holds that the Tum of Eretz Amen is Mishum Avira. So that even though this person entered in the Shida Teva Migdal, which means what? Which means he's closed off from the Gush. He's in an oil. He's protected. As a result, you would think he never came in contact with the Mesa. It doesn't matter. Because Mishum Avira, Gazru, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Sava Mishum Gusha. Whereas Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda holds that it's Mishum Gusha. And being that you never came in contact with the Tumah, so therefore it's like if someone would enter a Beis HaKfaris in a Shida Teva Migdal, who would be Tar, you're going to be Tar as well. So the Gemara says, this Shaila is a Mefurish Shabrais. It's Mamash Machlik. It's Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. But the Gemara says, lie. The Kuliyam, I could tell you, maybe everybody holds Mishum Gusha. Maybe everyone holds the Pashtos. It's not Mishum Avira, but it's Mishum Gusha. If that's the case, what's the Hezber in the Machloikis? If it's Mishum Gusha, meaning Hushita, do we understand? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, who's Matar? Whoa, Deep Shan and Rebbe, that's Matama. Lachura, if you entered in a Shida Teva Migdal, you're protected. You're not being mal on top of the mace. Says the Gemara, Mar Savar, Oil Zorok, Shmei Oil, Mar Savar, Loi Shmei Oil. The machlokes over here is whether an Oil Zorok is Shmei Oil or it's Loi Shmei Oil. Meaning, if somebody enters a Beis HaKfaris, or in this case, Eretz Amen, and he's in a Shida Teva Migdal, but the Shida Teva Migdal is moving, it's what's known as an Oil Zorok, right? Zorok Meloshin Zrika. It's on the go, it's on the move. It's airborne. So is that considered an oil or is that not considered an oil? Could be the reason Rebbe is metama is because Rebbe holds that oil zarek is loishmei oil. And because oil zarek is loishmei oil, so it's for that reason he holds that you're technically in the airspace right now of the tumah, and it's for that reason you're going to be tummah. So everybody holds mishum gusha. The machloikis is whether he's in an oil. You tell me, what do you mean? Of course he's in an oil. Look, you can't see him. He's all completely sealed off. I know, but he's zarek right now. And does that shayla whether oil zarek is shmei oil or loishmei oil? So Rebbe holds oil zarek loishmei oil. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda holds oil zarek is shmei oil. But the Gemara says you can't say that. Why? Because Fatanya learned to the price. If you had a box that was filled with kalim, vizorka al pnei ames, and you threw it on top of a maze, be oil, meaning it was mal on top of the maze, tameya, that loch is, it's going to be tameh. Vim hoysam unachas. If, however, this teva that was malaya kalim was mal on a mace, but it was munachas, it wasn't moving, it wasn't zaruk, Torah, it's going to be taught. Now, what's the difference? Why is your basic view the whole that if the teva is malaya kalim and you zorka al pnei ames, it's tameya, chayr, it's in an oil, it's a teva. So that it's an oil. So why the Kalim Tomei? The terrace is because it's Zorik. And you see him a furish, because that's the next line. Vim hoysa munachas, Torah. Zoysa meres, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda holds that oil Zorik is loishmei oil. So speak to Gemara. How could you tell me that the machlokes Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda is that Rebbe holds oil Zorik loishmei oil? But the reason that Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda is mitaher is because he holds oil zarek shmei oil. You see, beforeish Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda shita is that oil zarek is loy shmei oil. So Gemara says you're right. You can't say that that's the beer in the machloikis. However, it's still not muchach that the beer in the machloikis is whether mishum gusha or mishum avira. Elo the kuli alma mishum avira. I can tell you that maybe everybody holds that eretz amim's mishum avira. Mar sova, what's the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? Mar sova, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda held that kibin dolei shchicha, being that it's not shchiach for a person to enter Eretz Amen in this Shida Teva Migdal, it's like goes Rabbi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were never geyser, and that's why Yatar. Meaning, the Iker Isser Eretz Amen is Mishum Avira. It's because Chazal didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with Tumas Meis. And you're not Mazar Shlishi Vishvi, like the Gemara came out on Undalad Amid Beis, on that side. But still, they felt that if you're going to enter in a Shida Teva Migdal, being that it's a loy shchicha, we have a cloud, Godel, when it comes to all Takanas Chazal, and that is Milsa. What did Rebbe hold? Even though it's Leishchich, so the Rabbanon made exer. So they're arguing not in the Yisoid of Tumas Eretz Amim Mishum Avir Mishum Gusha. It's not Oil Zark Shmei Oil, Loishmei Oil, but rather it's this oifen of entering Eretz Amim, which is in a way that's Loy Shriach. Did the Chazal make the Takana on this Loy Shriach, or did they not make this on the Loy Shriach? And the Gemara says, V'hatanya, have a Braisa that supports this Pshat. Because the Braisa says as follows, Hanichnas l'Eretz Amim b'shid tevo migdol tar. Yatar, bekarnu b'sfinu b'skar yatami. So if you enter in a box, in a coffin, you're going to be tar. If you enter ever in a wagon, on a boat, you're going to be tami. What's the difference? The difference must be, because one is Shriach and one is Loy Shriach. So you see already in the Braisa, this chilek between doing it in a Shriach digaway or not Shriach digaway. Meaning in the lumdis of oil and avar and gush, there should be no difference between a shita teva migdol and a karen svina and a skaria. They technically are the same. The chilek is one is a regular way to do it, one's an irregular way to do it. Also, you see already a makar to say this chilek, and this is a vahatanya benichusa to support Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehud. But the Gemara says, I can learn the machloikas even another way. If Iba is saying, I can tell you, and if you look at the Mefarish adds the words, to kuli alma mishom gusha. Like I'll tell you that Tznai Rebbe, Sai Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hold that Eretz Amim was mishom gusha. And the next line as well, ulu kuli alma nami oil zarek shmei oil. And really, everybody holds that an oil zarek is shmei oil. So again, everybody holds it's mishom gusha, it's because of the tumah. And everybody holds that an oil zarek is considered an oil. So if it's mishom gusha, and it's an oil. So who do we have to understand? She does Rebbe. Why would Rebbe be Matamo? So the Gemara says, Hacha Shema Yoitzi Roisha Verubay L'Shampli. The Machlekes is whether we're concerned that even though right now you're in an oil, maybe you'll pop your head out, Roisha Verubay, and become Tommy. Says the Gemara, and without speaking it out, that Rebbe holds that there's such a concern, and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda held there was no such concern, and that's the machloikis. V'atanya again benichusa, another brisa to support this pshat, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said, "Anichnas l'Eretz Amim b'shita tevo migdol tahar." Right, that's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's sheet in the previous brisa, but some brises are wordier than the others, and here he adds the words "ad sheyoytzi l'sham roishay erubay." What does it mean? So if you look right in the Rishonim say that you see what he was bavarning, meaning he's talking to Rebbe. You Rebbe are worried. Shema yoytzi roishay erubay. I hold your Torah. Ad sheyoytzi, meaning if he's moytzi roishay erubay, in that case, he's going to be Tomei. But he's only Tomei Atche Yoitzi. If he's not going to be Yoitzi, he's not going to be Tomei. One kasha, if you're holding Cheshbon, that the Mefarish asks, is that the last Iba Yisem of the Gemara said that everybody holds Mishum Gusha, and everybody holds Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. The Gemara earlier, when the Gemara wanted to say the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is Gufa, whether Oil Zarek Shmei Oil, or Oil Zarek Loi Shmei Oil, so the Gemara thought that to say that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that an oil zarek is shmei oil, and that's why he holds that you're tahar. But the Gemara said it can't be, because we know Rabbi Yosef Yehuda himself said that oil zarek is loy shmei oil. He said, Teva shimaleya kalim, vizark al pnei ames, tmeya. What's the chilek? Oil zarek shmei oil or loy shmei oil? Right? One is an oil zarek, the other is not an oil zarek. So freik the mefarish in the cheshbon of the Gemara, we started off in the beginning, we thought we had it all worked out. Oh, machlokes is oil zarek shmei oil, loy shmei oil. Then the Gemara knocked it out. Okay, so what's the pshat? Everyone holds oil zarek shmei oil. The only reason we're having this conversation is because we established what basically the whole oil zarek is loy shmei oil. So the mefarish says to answer that in the Iba Yisema of the Gemara, the Gemara holds that it could be the kasha that we asked earlier was really not a kasha. And that lo'olam, you have no raya from that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that oil zarek is lo'y shmei oil. Aye, it's mefurish. Tevashi malaya kelem bazark al pnei ameis tmeya. Pshat over there is not because oil zarek is lo'y shmei oil. But pshat is, if you take a teva and you throw it, so the mefurish says, quote, kivan de zarka kamapik lamitayras oil umashvel latayras keli. Throwing it makes it a keli, right? If you throw something, it becomes a ball, right? Pshat is, if that's what you do with it, so it gives it that chashivas, it gives it that status. So you're right. Be'etzim, you should look at it as being an oil that's protecting what's inside of it. But this nekuda that when you throw it, the maisa zrika is somehow mapikli mitayras oil, mashli tayras. Again, we're not learning tifahalas right now, but those are the words of the Mefarish's Terence, if you want to see ayin shom. But the bottom line is that what emerges really from this last Gemara is that we have a machloikis, the last Gemara is in Daf Nun Hei Aleph, that we have a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Hanichnas la'eretz ha'ame b'shita teva migdol. Rebbe metama, v'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda metar. And the question is, what's the machloikis? We know there was Tumas Eretz Amim 80 years before Churban Bayesheni. What's the hezber in a machloikis tana? If someone enters b'shita teva migdol, he should be tamei or he shouldn't be tamei. And the Gemara had four suggestions. Could be they're arguing in the Yisoid of Tumas Eretz Amim. Was it Mishum Avir or Mishum Gusha? Is it because they didn't want Yidden to leave Eretz Yisrael? Or was it because they were concerned of real Tumah being a Chutz Laretz? Could be the Machloikis is Shaila in Hilchas Ahalos, and that is Oil Zarek, Shmei Oil, or Loi Shmei Oil. Could be everybody holds that Tumas Eretz Amim was Mishum Avira, and the Machlokes only is if somebody enters Eretz Amim, meaning nothing to do with Tumas Meis, in an Oifin that's Loi Shchiach, whether they included a Milsud Loi Shchiach in that Takana or not, or it could be as it relates to Tumas Eretz Amim, everybody holds Mishum Gusha, and it could be everybody holds Oil Zarek, really Shmei Oil. So really, you should be protected, and it's just again a shaila and a nuance that we worry Shema Yotzi Roisha V'Rubai, or we not concerned Shema Yotzi Roisha V'Rubai. Incidentally, the Rishonim speak out ordinarily for Tumah, you don't have to be Yotzi Roisha V'Rubai. If a person sticks his hand over a mace, that would already be enough to be Tumah. But you see from here that as it relates to Eretz Amim, which was only a Tumah Derabanan, you see already a Kula that the only time you would be Tumah is if you Yotzi Roisha V'Rubai. That's something that emerges very much from this Gemara. But the bottom line is four different Eifanim and four different Mahalchim had on the stand Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Now the truth is this last Gemara that we learned, Dafnun Dalam at Beis, Dafnun Heim at Aleph, has two very, very interesting halacha l'maisa components. So I'll mention one very briefly, and the other one will shtelzach on a little bit longer. The first is, it's clear from the sugya that a nazir, or more halacha l'maisa, a koyein, is not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's clear. There's no shayla. A koyein can't go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a shayla if he can go in a sheet of table or migdal. But he definitely can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So the question is that that you have Kayhanim Yuchasim Shaina Eden that live outside of Eretz Yisrael, L'chayre, it's kineged a Mishnah, a Sugya, a Gemara, there doesn't seem to be any eights in the world. From 80 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, there was a Takana that a Kohen is not allowed to be in Chutz Laretz. So how are Kayhanim allowed to be in Chutz Laretz Bizman Hazeh? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, and this is brought down in Yerideya, it's all in Hilchas Avelos, Simen Shin Samech Tas, Al Eze Toma, Hakoyim Musar. So the Mechaber brings a whole long list of things, very similar to the Dafin that we've been learning, of what a Koyim is not allowed to come in contact with. I'll just read it really quickly. Hakoyim Musar, Shaloy Latame Bemes, Veloy Lachol Tomas Haparsha Ismimenu, Veloy Lagoyla, Veloy Ladoifik, Veloy Laevim and Achaisha Imbay Kade Lalo Isaruchem, Hoyim Machuber, Veloy Ilan Amesah Halaurus, Vanof of Muvdol and Zemizem, Vetumatachas Achas Mehem, Vain Yudua Tachas Eze, Oyavonam Yotz Mehaged, Vetumatachas Echemem, Vain Yudua Tachas Eze, Vain Sodish and Echosh by Kev, Vain Yudua Mekoyim, Vechol Eretz Amim Os. And a Kohen cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Stating that, if you look in the Shach says, V'chol Eretz Yisrael, Pirish, Bizman Shehoye Eretz Yisrael B'tahira. This halacha was only in Egeya when Eretz Yisrael was B'tahira. Then it was also a Kohen, Leilech, Me Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Shuchutz Laretz. Shehoye Ho'ev De Kechavim, Koivrim Me Seyhem, B'chol Maka. Mishom Gusha. But the Shach says, and here's the point, Bisman Shay Eretz Yisrael B'tahira. This halacha of a chol Eretz Amim also l'koyin l'tame behem was negeya when Eretz Yisrael was B'tahira. But now that Eretz Yisrael is B'tumah, this halacha doesn't apply. The Taz says the same thing. V'chol Eretz Amim zekoy bisman Shay Tyrus B'Eretz Yisrael. This is true when there was Tyrus in Eretz Yisrael. But when there was no Tyrus in Eretz Yisrael, this halacha wasn't negeya anymore. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, so the Pischei Tshuva brings a Tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. It's in Chelek Aleph Simen Pehe, and then the Shvus Yaakov doubled down again in Chelek Pei Simen Tzadik Ches, and he said, I'll just read to you from the Pischei Tshuva, that the Pischei Tshuva was Chelek on the Shach and the Taz, and he held that this halacha is Nogeya even Bizman Hazeh, V'huz Al Chazar V'Kasav Lahamid Dvarav, and he wrote that second Tshuva in Chelek Beis, Lahamid Dvarav, to prove that he's right, V'sayim, and he feared us like this, Halavai Sheyehe Kol Shmaitim Bririn Kedavar Zeh, Halavai, every halacha, every Tshuva I ever wrote should be so clear by me like this Tshuva, the Din Eretz Na'amim Noyeg Beinenu Af Bizman Hazeh, that the Din of Eretz Na'amim is true even Bizman Hazeh, D'loy Kedas the Achreinim held not that way. They based it on a Marshal, and he, in his tshuvas, discussed why he thought that Marshal was not really a mekar to this halacha. And the bottom line is, he's chaylik with all the Achreinim. But Maisa, of course, Puk Chazi Madaber Amo. The Poshit that the Yidin and Kohanim always lived in Chutz Laretz. Chaim was a Kohen that lived in Chutz Laretz. There's no shayla in the world, but just kedai to know that really Medina the Gemara, it's an open and shut case that would be a problem. It's Medina de Shulchan Aruch. It's also an open and shut case that it would be a problem. However, the Shach and the Taz already said that it's something that was only negated then. Mechaber, from his Stimus Alashim, wasn't mashma that way. And the Shvuziak already was Chaylik, but Avada, there's no Shaila in the world that a Kohen is allowed to live in Chutz Laretz. So this is the easier, the simpler halacha l'maaseh that comes out of the last part of this stuff. The second is, the sugya of oil zarek. Shmei oil or loy shmei oil. This is fascinating. So again, we're not going to do this properly, but just a toyamea of this shayla. Rab Avadi Yosef in Shayla Sechuvas Yabiya Oimer, it's in Cheluk Yud, it's Yerodea Simenun Beis. He says, Nishalti, I was asked the question, Bedin Rakevet, there's a train. Noisim, Hanoisas Meir Leir, it goes from city to city. Ubederech Nesiyasa, and as it's traveling, Yoyveres Al Beis HaKfaris, it crosses over a Beis HaKfaris. Ha'imutel Koyin Linsoya Berakeves Litzoyach Parnasasa. Could a Koyin take this train, Litzoyach Parnasasa? Now, if you're Medayak in the Shaila, it sounds like only Litzoyach Parnasasa. But the bottom line is, this is the Shaila that Rabbi Avadi Yosef said, Nishalti, I was asked. So you have a train, it's going to go over a Beis HaKfaris. Could a Koyin go on this train? He has to go to work. He's going from city to city. Is it something that he can do, or is it something that he cannot do? Says Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that at first glance, before opening up one sefer, really the aside of this Shaila is oil zarek shmei oil or loy shmei oil? Why? What's the problem with being on a train that's going over a Beis HaKfaris? A Koyin's not let her come in contact with a Beis HaKfaris. So if you're on a train that's on top of the Beis HaKfaris, you're being mile ala mace. However, you're inside a train. The train is the proverbial Shidatev Migdal. And as a result, you're completely blocked off, you're completely protected, you're in an oil. So if you're in an oil, you were nichnas into a Beis HaKfaris b'Shidatev Migdal. The problem is the train is moving. And because the train is moving, so it's an oil zaruk. So really, the side of the Shaila is oil zaruk shmei oil, or loy shmei oil. Right? That's the Pashas. So what's the law? Is an oil zarek shmei oil or loy shmei oil? So if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, it's in Perek Yud Aleph, it's halacha, hey, says the Rambam, hanichnas l'eretz ha'amin, if someone enters eretz ha'amin, b'shida teva migdal, in a shida teva migdal, ha'parchim ba'avir, that's flying in the air, tameh. The halacha is, he's tameh, sha'oil zarek enoi kaira oil. It's because an oil zarek is enoi kaira oil. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the makar to the Rambam? That if somebody enters eretz ha'amin in a shida teva migdal, he's going to be tameh. Rebbe Pask, the Rambam gave it away, Paskin like Rebbe. Machlok is Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. If someone's nichnas l'shida teva migdal, Eretz Amim, Tomei Yotar, Rebbe Matam, Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Matam. The Rambam paskind like Rebbe. Not just that, the Rambam gave an explanation. He said, Sha'oil Zaruk Einoi Kari Oil. Ke'ilu, the Hezbrin, the Machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda was, Oil Zaruk Kari Oil, Oloi Kari Oil. The Rambam paskind like Rebbe, who's Matamba because he holds Oil Zaruk Einoi Kari Oil. And as a result, so the Rambam hanichlan sayeretz am b'shida teva migdal aparcha ma'aver tomei sha'oil zarek einoi kari oil. Now let's just understand this halacha a little bit. The fact that the Rambam paskin like Rebbe over Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda is pashut. Why? Because halacha ki Rebbe mechaveira. Azoivi the Kesef Mishnah himself quotes that class. So it's pashut that the Rambam would paskin like Rebbe. What's interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam seemed to pick one of four reasons in terms of what the Yisoid of Shitas Rebbe is. We recapped it right at the end of the daf that there's four mahalchim to understand the machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. One of the four was whether oil zarek shmei oil or loy shmei oil. But the Gemara had other tzadim. Maybe it's totally in Tumas Eretz Amim Mishum Gusha Mishum Aviru. Maybe it's totally in Gzeiris loy shchicha and Shem Yosef Roisha Beruva. But so the Rambam seemed to pick one of the four. And the emes is that if you look in the Achreinim, the reason the Rambam picked this one of the four, the Nisa Kalim, Kesef Mishnah, Mishlo Melch, it's because although in our sugya Nozad Afnun Hey, there were four suggestions on what the Machloikis is, but if you refer back to some of the other Gemaras that we mentioned earlier in the Maseiros HaShas, Erev and Daflamid and Chagiga Chav Hey, over there it's Mefurish. There the Gemara names on for a Davar Pashat that the Machloikis is Oil Zarek Shmei Oil or Loi Shmei Oil. So Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Makim Echad V'Ashirim B'Makim Acher. And it's true, when you learn Nazir, you can be a little bit Mesopic, and maybe you can even say it's a Shver Rambam, but if you go through all the different Gemaras, the Rambam's Pashat, because the Rambam had Sugyas Mefurashis and Shas, where it's very clear that you cited the machlokes is oil zarek shmei oil loy shmei oil. But the bottom line is, what's the Rambam shita? The Rambam shita is that oil zarek einoi kari oil. And if that's the case, at first glance, this would be an issue for a kohen to be on a train that's going over a Beis HaKfaris. L'cher would be a problem because although he's in an oil, he's in an oil zarek, and oil zarek is loy shmei oil. Stating that, Rabbi Avadi Yosef with a beautiful koyach d'atera, he wrote a tshuva to allow Kohanim to be soimichan if this is something that they felt that they needed to do. And again, ask your local rabbi, even though I'm saying over a tshuva from Bavad Yosef, Abafar, it's a raid bite. So said Maran Avadia a few things. Number one, he brings from the Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva, it's not that tshuva, Actually, it is that tshuva. It's chelik beis. It's one of the tshuvas that we mentioned earlier. But the Shvaz Yaakov in a tshuva and the Pnei Yeshua also in an art. They both say that the manda amar that holds oil zarek lo shmei oil. It's only midrabanan. Midday Raisa, everybody holds that an oil zarek shmei oil. It's only midrabanan and it's not. As I state in Shvaz Yaakov and as I state in Pnei Yeshua, two of the earlier achrayim, they both said the same chiddush that the whole sugi of oil zarek shmei oil or lo shmei oil is only on a midrabanan level. But midday Raisa, everybody is going to hold that it's really an oil. Another kula in this inyan of oil zarek that Rabbi Vadi Yosef brings is a chiddush from the Teferis Yisrael that he says he found later in the Sfas Emes al Hashas as well. And that is that it could be the whole shail of oil zarek, loy shmei oil, that's only as it relates to protecting you from the entire sviva. So for example, if somebody's going to enter Eretz Amen, and he's going to be in an oil, that Zaruk, you're not going to be protected from the Avir of Eretz Amen. But as it relates to what's directly beneath you, that Chelik for sure is going to be considered an oil, even the Mandama that holds that oil Zaruk Loish Meyoy. It's a Kula, but as I state in Gdoyli Achroim, as I state in Teferis Yisrael, as I state in the Sfas Emes. So we already have two sniffin lahakel, said Rabbi Vadi Yosef, as it relates to the Shaila. Number one, the whole Shaila of oil zarek is only a Shaila of the Rabbanan. That in and of itself is not a Kula, but it downgrades the whole Shaila to a Shaila of the Rabbanan. We have the Kula of the Teferis Yisrael in the Sfas Emes, which is that oil zarek lo shmei oil is only negay the Sviva, but what's negay underneath it for that oil zarek is for sure going to be considered an oil, which will definitely help us in this case, because over here the Tum is directly underneath the noisem ala rakevet, and it's for that reason that in of itself is not going to be a problem. Oh, but the emes is there's a much, much bigger kula to be Simon Khan, and that is the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech, it's very, very long if you want to go through it, but Ayin Shom, he makes a diak pilushoine azov shal Rambam. The Rambam said as follows. The Rambam said, Hanichnas la'eretz ha'amen, b'shida tevo migdol, ha'porchim ba'aver, tameh, sha'oil zarek enoikara oil. The Rambam added two words we didn't have in the Gemara. The Rambam says the shida teva migdol were parchim ba'aver. And the Mishnah Melech mutches, what the Rambam want with those words? Obviously, that's the case. Says the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam was coming lahoitzi to say a very important chiddush. The Rambam was trying to say that the whole issue of oil zarek is dafka when it's parchim ba'aver. But if it's not parchim ba'aver, the oil zarek is mechubet to the ara, it's not an oil zarek. And faker, then it's going to be a proper oil. Normally you would think faker, parchim ba'aver is like a chiddush. No, it's only when it's parchim ba'aver that we look at it as an oil zarek. But if it's mechuber, then you're not more in touch with the tummy, just the opposite. Then the oil is a proper oil. And because the oil is a proper oil, in that case you're going to be separated, and then there's not going to be an issue. So Rabbi Vad Yosef said that a train is mechuber la'ara. It's not parch, it's not an airplane. It's mechuber la'ara. It's mechuber la'ara. It's on, it better be mechuber la'ara. And as a result, you hope? So it's mechuber la'ara. And as a result, it's not the Rambam Shida Teva Migdal Aparch Ma'aver. The Shida Teva Migdal Aparch Ma'aver is dafka when it's parcha ma'aver. So this Mishnah Melech is a tremendous, tremendous kula in this inyan. And Emes says he brings a tshuva from the Melamed Lahoyel. So the Melamed Lahoyel was Reb David Zvi Hafman, one of the great rabbanim in Berlin in the 19th century, early 20th century. And in the Shailos Tshuva is Melamed Lahoyel. It's in Yerideya. It's Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel. He brings mamish this shaila. I read it inside a little bit. It's Pashat So Gishmak. He brings this shaila as follows. V'ro'isi b'seifa Shailos Tshuva is Birchas Ritzeh. May a goyin Rav Tzadik Ornstein, Simon Yud Beis, Shagoyin Rav Yitzchak Chanan de Kovno, Hitler le Koyhanim, Lintzoya al Eisenbahn, Derech Beis Akvaris, I think that means a train, that they can go over a Beis Akvaris. Achisna, she has Kimu Imo Oy Beis Rabbanim Uvakim, but he wanted that two other Rabbanim Uvakim should be masking him. Ach, Hagoyin Rav Tzadik Ornstein, Dochel Kolt Study Hetishal Agoyin de Kovno, the Elu Tam Me Agoyin de Kovno. And I'm going to tell you the reasons of Rav Yitzchak Chanan. Tam Aleph, Tam Mishlo Melech Perkir Al Buchus Tumas Meis Alok Aleph Kosa, the Mashida Negreris Al Gabi Karka, that if it's not Perchim Aver, but it's schlepping on the ground, Lekuli Yama Havi Oil, the Kan Nami, Kivan Do Ifanei Ha Agolois, the wheels of the agolos einam nishmatim, they're not separated. The choshev chibur ayin mishnayis kalim perik yud ches havi kiilu gufa agolo nigreres al gabi akarka. Right, it's only the wheels that are attached. It's not the agolo. The agolo is really where the oil is. The wheels are not the agolo, but the wheels are attached to the agolo. That's what he wants from the mishnah in kalim perik yud ches. And as a result, we look at the whole oil as if it's attached to the ground. That goyin rab tzadik Hornstein doch the afla das hamishal melech shal dvarav yesh lafak vekarbe ena yelak is a guf hashida negreres agabi akarka. That's only if the guf hashida would be on the karka. Avoloyim guf ha'oil hoylich ba'aver v'rak tsirav holchen al gabi karka v'hevi raya brul was a tam beis. Shall I go in the kovna that pnei Yeshua kasav besugad afchafalef the hada oil zorik loish me oil eno yela mid rabbanon zet sniff let sarif leheter the gam zed docha agoyin the rise of pnei Yeshua in a raya them came lesser the divrei hapnei Yeshua tam gimel shagoyin mikovna. The third reason that the kovna rav said was do the havi sofik tume b'shus harabim, because there is a man da omer, it's the shita saraj, but that holds that oil zorik is Shmei oils. Even though the Rambam paskins that oil zarek lo Shmei oil, but the Rashba shita is that oil zarek is Shmei oil. And once the Rashba says it, it comes out now it's really a suffix, whether oil zarek is Shmei oil or not. This is a suffix tumor. It's a suffix tumor b'shus harabim. Suffix tumor b'shus harabim is fake katar. And this was the chiddush of the Kavner Rav that Be'ez Hashem we're going to talk about next week. So we have to hold this thought. And that is that suffix tumor b'shus harabim is fake katar even when it's a suffix in din. Not only when it's a suffix in mitzias, but even if it's a suffix in din, v'docha ha'goyin rab tzadik zeh b'harbe t'chiyos v'sayim d'zeh enoy suffix that rajbu hu yechidah neged kol ha'poiskim the rajbu zeh da'as yochid. If the rajbu zeh da'as yochid, how can you make that into a suffix? But the bottom line is the Malam L'Hoyal already brought this shayla. And he brought that this shayla was already discussed by the Kavner Rav, and the Kavner Rav with his tremendous legendary koyach d'atera, right? It was the great Matar Agunas, and the way he worked and mutchered so hard to find etzes for the Bnei Yisrael to be able to get married in situations that were going on in Europe in the 19th century. But the bottom line is the Kavner Rav came up with already an etzah, and the etzah was based on this Mishnah Melech and was based also on the Pnei Yeshua. But the bottom line is, say Rabbi Avad Yosef, you have a tshuva from the Kavner Rav, he goes through it by Riches, Ketarki, with all his different Maramakaymas. But the bottom line is, Yesh Lema Mashi Yismachu. And one of the things that Rabbi Avad Yosef says, and we'll end with this, is Toich Dvarav is that you have to remember that whenever you handle a Shaila like this, you also have the Raivit. With the Raivit, said that Kayanim Atmei Meis Bezman Hazeh. Anyways, and being that the Atmei Meis Bezman Hazeh, it's not going to be an issue. But he adds, and he goes through the whole Arichas. He says, I'm going to say over the Raivit, it's totally in the Mishlom Melech, and it's totally in the Noi Debi Yehudas before and after in the Dog of Mervava, and it's totally in the Chassam Sofer, and Reb Kivegin the Tshuva, and Reb Nosson Adler's Shakta Vatayr with the Noi Debi Yehuda, etc., etc. So he goes through that whole thing, but he comes at as follows. He says, number one, you do have Reb Kivager and the Mishlom Melech, who both held that according to the Raivit, there's no Isser Bechlau Bezman Hazeh, and even though the Gedolei Achreinim weren't so Nachis to Reb Kivager, but he brings another interesting thing that we didn't speak out yet. And he brings it from the Avni Nezer, and he's Medayik, also from the Chassam Sofer. We have to revisit this. And that is that even the Cholpin on the Mishlo Melech and Reb Kivager that held that the Ravid was masked as an Isser, but it's only an Isser de Rabbanon. Isser de Reislanat. That the whole Isser is only going to be an Isser de Rabbanon. If the whole Isser is only going to be an Isser de Rabbanon, then at the very least, says Rabbi Avad Yosef, we have a Shail of the Rabbanon. In fact, we have a Shail of Trey de Rabbanons. Because number one, Kehana Bezman Hazeh could be, again, it's only the Ravid, but Kehana Bezman Hazeh could be is only an Isser de Rabbanon. And Oil Zarek, we have the Gedolei Achreinim who held that if it's Loish Mei Oil, which is the Shit Shulchan Aruch, the Shita Rambam, but it's only Midr Rabbanon. If you mitzdarif the Eitz of the Mishlam Melech, Rabbi Tzalchanan already, as brought down in the Shuvah from the Malam and Mahoyal, you could be mitzdarif also as another sniff, the Sfas Emes and the Tferes Yisrael, that it could be whatever's underneath it, you don't even have the Halacha of Oil Zarek. He says a lot more, Ki Yadua, and Kedarke Bakoydash Ayin Sham, but this is the Eitz that Ravad Yosef had for people that travel on a Rakevet, Meir Le'ir, the Kehanim, they're going to have to go over a Beis HaKfaris, Sheyesh Lehem Alma, She is Mahal.